Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we are, the brand new afternoon show. Spike Eskin along with Ike Reese, Jackie Baseball, brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. We're at Chickies and Pete's, South Philly. Baseball is better at Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or a post-game feast. Find a location near you online at chickiesandpetes.com. Coming up in just moments, the first ever YouTube big board for quarterbacks. That'll be next. First, we're going to talk to Casey. Talking about the Sixers. Series starts tomorrow. Are you in or out? A lot of nerves out there. A lot of nerves out there. One of us here at the table has some nerves. Jack over there, not ready to go all in. Ike and I in. 215-592-9494. Casey, are you in or are you out?
Yeah, I'm in. And look, lay off my man. Jack's not a Knicks fan. He's just apprehensive. But what I got to say to Jack is, and I don't know if I can say it on air, but I'm going to try. Y'all going to hang up on me if I need to. Jack, you got to learn to hold your nuts, baby. You got to hold on. You just got to. Because if you can't get beat down 1 year and bounce back, then that means that you less than a Cowboy fan. Because they've been getting beat ever since I've been born. And they always come back loud as they, you know, as ever. Now, my thing that I do want to say is that when I watch Tyrese Maxey, I definitely – hey, girls, hush. I feel like Tyrese Maxey definitely is enough to be like a number two or whatever, or you know, a 1B even. I really believe in him. I'm a big Maxey supporter. But when you watch how he plays, Tyrese plays like according to the rules. So when they shoot that double team at you in that zone, the rules say pass the ball because somebody's open, and he doesn't. Whereas a Kobe or somebody was like, you know what? I know me. I know the work that I put in, and I'm going to go get it anyway. Sometimes he got to put his head down and go try to go get it. And right now, and he's still young, so I know I think it'll develop. And sometimes you see, you know, he get upset. Like, you know, sometimes that smile go away, and he do turn to a bad man. And I'm thinking that he'll be able to do that. But Joel just can't fold and turn into mopey. Like, I will not give him a pass. Tyrese is young. Joel is now old. We've been through this. We passed the time where Joel should be allowed to, you know what I'm saying, have that little mopey face and act like a soft baby. I'm done with that. I don't have no time for that. Mm-hmm. He needs to step up.
Well, you know what? I don't think Nick Nurse has time for it either, which is part of, I think, what Nurse said during the game and what he messaged to Embiid.
That was really interesting, I thought.
Yeah.
I was pleased with him saying that. And it's
yes.
Like Doc would have never said it. Doc would have never said it. The fact that, one of y'all mentioned it, the fact that he said it on camera absolutely meant that he went back and said, Joel, you playing like a baby right now.
Well, because
he need to get down there and be a victim.
Because he wrote in his book, in Nick Nurse's book, like the way they took him out of the Raptor series was they got in his head early.
Yeah, basically. Harassed him. Basically.
Harassed him early. And he, like, that's how he's coached against them. So it felt like in that Heat game, he was like, oh, man, now he's doing it to me.
Right.
Well,
right.
I feel confident in the Knicks series because, one, they don't have an Eric Spoelstra. They just don't. And while, you know, what Jalen Brunson has been able to do has been cute, quite frankly, he's not on the level of a Joel Embiid. So Joel should win that. And then I don't think that their number two is better than our number two. And their coach is not better than our coach. And this is the best bench that I can remember seeing the Sixers have. So I'm supremely confident. And I don't know which one of y'all poo-pooed it, but I got us in five.
Well, I appreciate it, Casey. Another one who's in. Now, Casey, what's overrated?
Well, whoever said that, I think it was Ike, whoever said that being an adult was or being a kid was overrated,
Yeah.
You must don't remember that. We didn't have to stretch back then. And I stretch every day. Stretching is overrated, and being a kid is amazing.
Okay.
I appreciate you, Casey. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I don't hop out of bed as fast as I used to.
I don't think any of us do. None of us do.
Yeah. I think the one on the optimistic view heading into the series is I think that Joel is mm-hmm. – I think there's a little bit of – fear is probably a strong word, but I think the Heat are a little bit in his head, and I think the Celtics were in his head last – like, I don't think he fears the Knicks.
Right.
I would probably agree with you on that one.
Like, yeah. I think he has a little bit of – I think the Heat have a mental edge over Joel.
And by the way, I think he's going to want to play in Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah.
He's a show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's something he'll look forward to. His old agent runs the team.
Yeah, I was going – well, listen, for the last year and a half, we thought that's where he was headed.
Yep. All right. You've been waiting. Everybody's been waiting. It is time for the YouTube Big Board.
Sam Hinkie could run the draft for the Eagles, and they would be fine.
It's Spike.
Maybe even better off.
Versus the Scouts.
Here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback.
Who in the hell is Mel Kiper?
The Spike-esque YouTube Big Board.
I've watched a lot of YouTube.
Yes, here it is. I've done YouTube scouting. I spent about 90 minutes this morning scouting the top 20 quarterbacks in the draft. And I have the top three that you need to know about. And Jack will compare my assessment versus the scout's assessment.
Now, did you start watching this before or after you were cornering people on your walk, begging them to say hi to you?
No, I don't beg them to say hi to me. And I did the scouting before my walk.
Okay.
So before we get to the top three, I'd like to do one honorable mention who is outside of the top three. That is Caleb Williams. He's big and strong. He looks like he can make every throw. He looks like he can move in the pocket, run when he needs to. He's got a big arm. Even, you know, throw strong when he's under duress. However, I did see the video of him crying with his mom. And
that's tough.
My QB needs to cry when nobody else is around. You got to be worried that this guy is going to cry every time things get hard. Think of this. You're down 23-3 at a half against a division opponent. Guy's crying in the locker room. Doesn't look like he's that accurate a passer, but more than anything, it's the crying that keeps him out of the top three.
Yeah. The crying, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no,
I was going to say the crying is hard to get over.
Yeah.
It really is. Did it happen twice?
I believe it happened twice.
I think it happened twice.
The one that was tough for me to get over is when he was after the homecoming game. I think his parents were there.
Is that what it was?
And he went
crying
into
with
the stands.
Into the stands. Yeah, that was the worst one, yeah.
His mom was holding him like a baby.
Like a baby. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
get
out.
So the scouts say. So the strengths.
Yep.
Forced to keep his team in games high in production and did so. Better consistently projected with pro targets who separate. Rapid fire transition from fake to throwing RPOs. A rapid fire transition.
Okay.
Twitchy release helps generate heat on drive throws.
What's it say about the crying?
Don't see anything on the
See, that's why.
Yep.
That's why you got to rely on me.
Rare talent to feel pressure and escape and extend play.
Nothing about the crying.
Nothing
the
about
most
the
important
crying.
Thing.
Not even in the weaknesses.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
Get out of here. Weakness, cries. It's the only thing I need to say.
I'm with you on that.
Number three on the YouTube big board, Michael Penix Jr.
He made Penix, the big
man.
Board.
Yep.
I like it. I'm a Penix man. Not Penix.
I need Penix. To see the package.
Yes.
The Penix man.
I am a Michael Penix Jr.
man. Ten-incher.
Yeah, I'm with that guy.
All right. So here's what I saw. Big arm. Reminds me of Dante Culpepper a little bit. Got a cannon. Dropping passes exactly where they should be, 40 yards down the field. Also, looks like he throws the ball like early. There's a lot of these college, you know, guys that are throwing to wide open guys all the time or waits, mm-hmm. you know, till he's wide open. Didn't seem like he was doing that. Almost Brady-like in his pocket presence.
Ooh.
Like it.
Seems like a big, strong guy. Not super fast or anything, but moves around the pocket well.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason he's third, I think, and not higher, is that his last name kind of looks like the word penis. Which I think is a problem.
You could use that against him.
Yeah, yep. It could be a problem. Yep. It's tough, but I am fair.
So the scouts say, a lot of the same stuff. Scouts say, possesses enormous hands.
There you go.
To control the football.
We know how
important that is. Sees pressure creeping up pre-snap and gets himself protected. Smart. Have to have that. Wrist flick sends it 50 yards plus without much effort. Mm. That's important stuff. So,
what's it say about his name, though?
Nothing about it.
Penis.
Yeah, nothing about that.
By the way, I think he will be the third best quarterback in this draft. Possibly the second best. Possibly the second best behind Williams and Daniels. I got him going to the Raiders at 13.
Okay.
Phoenix.
Phoenix, yeah.
You got me saying Phoenix.
Yep. I know.
Number two on the YouTube big board, Bo Nix.
Oh, no.
Come on, man. He's like 26 years old.
Stop it. He's mature. Oh. He's not going to start crying in the middle of the game.
That's a good point.
You throw on the run. He's getting chased all over the field. Moves around great in the pocket. Now he plays for Oregon, so he's looking for the Marcus Mariota syndrome where the guys are just wide open all the time like Mariota was.
Justin Herbert was from there, too.
Didn't see that. Mm-hmm. Didn't see any of that bad stuff. Can throw the ball. Has nice little touch. Can throw it in tight windows when he needs to. When he runs, I like that he sort of runs like a back. I like when guys run like running backs instead of running like quarterbacks. And if we're being honest, great name, A-plus name. Nix is going to look cool on the back of the jersey. Also lends itself to good nicknames. So does Bo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, I will say that it certainly passes the name test.
Oh, yeah.
That's a football name. Kind of, I would love it if it was a linebacker, actually. A linebacker named Bo Nix.
Bo Nix, Jr.
Yeah. Nice.
How south is he from? I mean, where did he grow out? Yeah. What part of Mississippi?
Yeah, I was going to say, he's definitely from Mississippi somewhere.
Scouts say impressive run and rip talent, throwing accuracy on the move. Ball comes out of his hand with good pace and without much effort. Generates quick velocity from a sudden, compact release. And it has the toughness and talent to move the sticks on so-called runs.
That's what I like.
Yeah. Tough.
Move the sticks. That's what I said. Runs like a back.
Yeah. Like Bo Nix, don't love Bo Nix. I don't love it.
Does it hurt that he's 30?
No, he doesn't. Well,
quarterbacks played
it. He just aged 4 years in 2 minutes.
By the way, quarterbacks played
he's only 24. He's only 24.
Quarterbacks played until they're 40. How many years do we need him for? So,
yeah.
The number one guy I'm very sure of. The number one guy on my YouTube big board, Spencer Rattler.
What?
I hate Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler, yeah, go ahead.
Reminds me, watching him, of Eagles era Michael Vick.
Huh?
Not as fast as Vick, but gets away from people in the same way so he can make a throw, maneuvers in the pocket, and throws a ball sort of like Vic. A very soft ball. Looks like a very catchable ball. I mean,
catchable balls.
Loves catchable balls. Looks a little small. I don't care that much.
Yeah.
He's going to be good. Looks like a graceful Patrick Mahomes.
Huh?
And Spencer Rattler, elite football name. It actually sounds like the name of a team. Spencer Rattlers.
Rattlers.
But indoor football, like arena football.
Yes,
definitely.
I would bet anything. Of course, wait, isn't FAMU is the Rattlers, isn't it? Florida A&M? I think it is. I'll bet anything he is the best QB in the draft. Spencer Rattler.
What?
Yes.
Daniel Jeremiah?
I'll tell you what, if you're right, yeah, we're definitely going to have to use you every year from
this point out. I'm telling you. Give it a few years.
Daniel Jeremiah does not have him in his top 50 prospects.
Well,
who cares what DJ says?
Yeah, who cares what DJ says?
I don't care what he says.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Yeah. So, I mean, the scouts, I think they see what you see. You
know, no.
Feet follow his eyes.
Huh?
Throws with accuracy when comfortable. That's interesting. Patient to allow routes and spacing to mature before throwing. So he's patient in the pocket. not overly as dynamic as a runner, but can go and get first downs.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, it's funny because at one point he was presumed to be the top quarterback in his draft class.
He was.
So he was projected to be a top 10 pick until Caleb Williams came in and stole his job. That's to say, I guess the talent is there. It's there.
I see it.
You see it.
I wouldn't mind if the Eagles spent one of their second round picks on Spencer.
No. Rattler.
I wouldn't mind. 215-592-9494. Back into your Sixers call. Are you in? Are you out? You have until 6 o'clock to let us know. Now, if you're anything like me, when the warm weather comes, I start thinking about the electric bill. I have this little war with my wife. She turns the air up. Mm. I turn it down because I don't want that high electric bill. Mm-hmm. But if you have a high electric bill, part of it is that you have drafty windows. And you know you need to replace the windows, but you're like, I don't feel like dealing with it. It's going to be too expensive. Go Gaida. Go Gaida. Let them take care of it for you. And not only that, they're going to make sure they give you a great deal. To help you get your project started, Gaida is offering 20% off all windows and doors while allowing you to start your project with no money down and up to 3 full years to pay them off interest-free. If you need windows, if you need a new entry door, if you need a new storm door, if you're like me, you need a new sliding patio door or garage door, dude, how long do you let your bad garage door stay there because you don't feel like replacing it or you don't know who to call? Go Gaida. That's right. 20% off instant savings with the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Restrictions apply. Offer is good for a limited time. What are you waiting for? It's time you finally go Gaida. Call today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or visit them at GoGaida.com. That's Go, GUIDA.com. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Well, what's up? What's up, Dustin?
Ike, big fan, been talking to you for years, Spike. This is, the show is my opening scene, dude. I kind of boycotted you because, I guess you can't say I went about it the right way. I don't agree with anything that your dad ever says, so I guess you caught the brunt end. I gotta tell you, dude, big fan, fellas. Show's great.
Oh, that's
thank you, brother.
That feels good.
Thank you.
But you gotta handle your boy Jack back. What the hell is going on back there? We have the best player in the friggin' world. The best player in the world. And not to mention, he finally has a coach that doesn't have his head off his butt.
What happened against the Heat then? That's what keeps sticking me. What happened with the Heat? I know he's the best player in the world. What did he do? He looked like same old Joel for the first three quarters.
He didn't play his normal self. But, Jack, did you see the stat line? The dude had 26 points. 15 rebounds and 8 assists. Not to mention he hit 2 big threes in the fourth quarter when everybody shows he doesn't show up. And then he had an and-one shot. I don't even know how he got that shot off. But this team is built different. I'm telling you, they're going to win the championship as long as he stays healthy. And I think you can win the championship. I was having a debate with my buddy. I think they're good enough and deep enough this year that they can win with an 80 to 90% Joel Embiid. I don't think he needs to be 100%.
What do you say to that, Jack? He says title.
Yeah, here you go. I'm going to keep going.
Keep going. You're cooking right now.
Yeah, he's flabbergasted.
You're saying the Knicks are good at defense. Who has a better defense? Because I saw a damn good zone defense that they struggled in the first half. They only scored 39 points in an important game, and they came out, switched everything up. Puck Rivers would have never done that.
Nick Nurse is a great coach. They have the coaching advantage of the series. Yeah, it's fine.
Absolutely. They have a team. They have a better team advantage.
That's true, though. I think they have the best player. I don't think they have the better team.
So who stops Joel Embiid?
I agree with you. It's going to be Isaiah Hartenstein. Who stops Jalen Brunson?
We have a skewer of different defenders that we can stick on him.
They have a million defenders they can throw at Maxey. Like, they'll have a better chance shutting down Maxey than we do Jalen Brunson.
So when we get the Anthony Melton back, you don't think that
his back's in half right now. I mean, it's a shame.
Come on,
I like the Anthony Melton, but he's played one game in months.
Yeah, I don't think Melton's going to play. But Brunson has not. Brunson's a great player. The Sixers have done a good job on Brunson so far this year. So we'll see. Dustin, for the Eagles draft hat, what is overrated?
Everybody I talk to loves this movie. I fell asleep twice, 45 minutes in. The Wolf of Wall Street, I think that's the most overrated movie out there.
I agree.
The Wolf of Wall Street?
Yep.
Yeah, I kind of liked it. I don't remember it much. Yeah, it was fine.
It was way too long.
It might be
the
overrated.
The guy's a clown.
Oh, Gordon?
But no, that's not Gordon Gekko. That's actually a great movie.
Yeah, that's...
That's Wall Street.
Oh,
okay. Oh, then what am I thinking?
Wolf of Wall Street's Leonardo DiCaprio. He's like, I'm not
that's
leaving.
That's what I'm talking about.
And Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, no, what was it? Jordan Belfort. That's what I'm thinking of. What did I say? Gordon? Yeah, I'm thinking Jordan Belfort. Yeah, no, I'm thinking of the movie. I just had the characters mixed up. Yeah. You didn't like
Nah, I thought it was too long. I thought
it was long.
I think it was good for memes, and Margot Robbie became a star on it.
Yeah.
But, like, for actual movie quality, I thought it was a bit of a clown.
Great scene with Matthew McConaughey and Leo.
Yeah, there's some scenes.
Yeah.
But, like, what's...
The party in the office?
It's the partying, yeah.
Yeah. That's how my life is.
Jonah
like.
Hill?
Yeah. I guess I had too high hopes for it. Like, I had really high hopes. That was going to be, like, the best movie of the 2000s. And it didn't live up to it. Plus, I loved Wall Street. Like, I thought Wall Street was great.
So the Twitter poll of the day brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. The new poll, who would you rather be, Ike Reese or Jack Fritz? What do we think, Ike, the polling is at for that?
Let's go Jack at...
You think people would rather be Jack?
No.
Well, if they want to be young.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
No? Okay. Well, I didn't want to be so conceited by stating the obvious.
Right.
I'd rather you just surprise me with it.
Okay.
But here's my argument.
86% Ike Reese.
Here's my argument against Ike.
Old Ike.
Yeah. We're staring down the barrel of 60 at this point. You might as well be.
He just turned 50.
Yeah, I know. But it's not like you're getting... 28-year-old Ike, where you're playing in NFC Championship games or in the NFL. Like, you're getting 50-year-old Ike. He falls asleep at 8 watching movies. He loses a ton of money gambling. His golf game's in shambles. I mean, like, with me, you're getting a 1-year-old who's amazing.
Yeah.
You're getting Jill, all right, who's incredible.
All right.
You're getting a great golf game.
I've played with you.
Well, if I had more fine-tuning and wasn't working all the time, it'd be a great golf game. Just saying. Behind the scenes, you get the drop board.
Right.
You get the top 5 at 5.
Right.
There's pressure in the 2 chair.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Listen.
You don't get your name in the show.
Appreciate the compliments,
and,
by the way.
And everyone knows who you are, so you got to deal with being nice to everyone. I mean, that's an issue.
You're saying you don't have to do that necessarily.
I will say, it's increasing.
It is increasing. Your popularity is increasing.
Oh, was it the Darren Dalton Foundation thing last night?
A lot
of selfies. That's all I'm saying.
Well, there's a lot of other things that go along with being Ike that is certainly more beneficial.
Yeah.
That I don't need to get into on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
10-inch drop?
No. Not going down that road. Because in that case, you're younger. So you should have the benefit in that case.
No,
well, you
no
know
benefit.
What? We're not debating this.
There's no benefit.
This is not happening.
Yeah. It did work once, though.
We're here at Chickie's.
Ooh.
We're here at Chickie's all the way up until 6 o'clock. Next week is draft week. Enjoy all the pro football draft coverage at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Chickie's and Pete's online at chickiesandpetes.com. Up next, a guy who... owes his career to me.
That made me uncomfortable, by the way.
Yeah, so that's, I tried to stop it. Up next, a guy who owes his career to me and is disrespecting me online, a terrible Knicks fan from WFAN to bring his loudmouth act to WIP, that is Sal Licata, next on the new Afternoon Show on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly! Auto Parts. Auto Parts.